Colin, you and your team have just won an Aztec Award. What is the award category?
So we actually managed to get our own special category for this one iterance of the Aztec Awards, and it was for group innovation under 30.
So the work that you and your team are doing, and it is quite a team, you brought like probably 15 people up on stage with you?
Yes. So the team is from all over the university. They're almost exclusively undergraduates, though. We have professors that advise us and other staff members that help us with the more technical problems that we encounter. And really, it's as good as learning gets, because you're hands-on all the time. Everything you do is important, and everything you do is honestly not something you can find in a typical classroom. So you're spending every minute of your involvement learning. And for most people, they're also pursuing their passion to enter some sort of aerospace engineering or science. And so it honestly doesn't matter who you are, or where you're from, or what you're doing. There's something for you to do in the group. And we welcome anybody that has decided that they're interested.
Well, we should tell people exactly what it is that you're doing. So you call yourselves AlbertaSat, and you're dealing with putting together their satellite and getting it up in space. So what brought this idea together?
So originally, and this is actually before my time, so the group, as I know it, is about 6 years old, and my involvement is almost 4 years now. But it comes from a program in Canada called the Canadian Satellite Design Challenge, and that's put on by numerous activist groups and industry members that want to see Canada get back into the space game.
And what does this satellite look like?
So the satellite is actually the size of a loaf of bread. You go to the grocery store and pick it up, and that's what it is. It weighs a lot more than a loaf of bread. It weighs about 3 kilograms, but the longest dimension on it is 30 centimeters, and the end face is about 10 by 10 centimeters. So when you see it on the stand there, it's actually quite adorable when you think about it, because it's so small and compact and yet robust enough to go to space.
Did I get this right from your acceptance speech, that it's more than one satellite that you're going to be sending up to the space station?
So the University of Alberta this time around has only built one satellite. They're rather expensive. But we're part of an international mission, and this is called the QB50 mission. And the idea is that there's 50 satellites built around the world by various universities in all sorts of countries. And each university contributes in their own way, their own special satellite, towards this mission to study the lower thermosphere, an area of the atmosphere that really at this point is not as well known as other parts. Either you're too low in the atmosphere, like an airplane or a balloon, or you're too high, like the big expensive satellites. And so this area that you have to go through every single time you go into space and out of space is something that we can learn from. And so the goal of the mission is to get all of these institutions to build their own satellite, to develop their nanosatellite capabilities, and participate in this mission to make this truly innovative constellation of measurements to really enhance a difficult-to-study area of the atmosphere.
And you have a launch coming up fairly soon.
That's correct. The current date that we know is in the middle of February. And the reason that it's not so concrete is because we're actually going to the space station on a private freighter. And space is difficult. And so if you're a new company in space like SpaceX or Orbital ATK, you run into problems. And so that has been the news for the last couple of years. And so Orbital ATK has just managed to get their new rocket online, and they had a fantastic, flawless launch just a couple weeks ago. And the next rocket that they launch will have our satellite on it. It will go to the space station. And from there, it will sit for a while. And then when the astronauts get around to it in their busy schedules, they will put it out the airlock of the Japanese science module, and they'll deploy it, just like a PEZ dispenser, into an orbit below the space station so that it can start its lifetime and begin science.
So what does this mean to you and your team to have this sort of recognition from Aztec?
I think it really shows that Alberta is a place where you can do amazing things. And the fact that we could come here with all sorts of other people doing amazing things in every field that is important to Alberta, and show them that there is so much more that can be learned by the people that are now coming online straight out of university. It's really an honor to be able to tell the province and hopefully the country and the rest of the world what amazing things that Alberta can do.
Congratulations, and we'll be watching for that countdown. Thank you very much, Colin.
And thank you.